Lara Logan blasts COVID mandates, Big Pharma, I regret vaccinating my children. By Olivia Rondo on July 28, 2025. Washington, D.C., award-winning journalist Lara Logan said she regrets allowing her children to get vaccinated and blamed Big Pharma for getting kids hooked on drugs while speaking in front of the United States Supreme Court alongside medical experts and anti-vaccine mandate activists. Logan joined several physicians, including the outspoken anti-vaccine mandate doctors Stella Emanuel, Simone Gold, and Mary Talley Bowden, in the event to spread awareness about the adverse effects. I'm very grateful for all the doctors and the people behind me because they stood up when it cost the most. The former CBS 60 Minutes foreign correspondent began. The South African reporter went on to say, I think I can safely speak on behalf of every person in the United States of America and across the world when I say we want our doctors to practice medicine and not politics. We want our journalists to report the truth, be journalists, not activists and not propagandists. We, the people, we've had enough, Logan continued, before denouncing harmful chemicals and so-called vaccines. We don't need them. I regret vaccinating my children. I regret it, today, I wouldn't do it. She added, before promoting Emanuel, who claimed to have treated 100,000 COVID patients with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Putting Big Pharma on blast, Logan brought up the pediatric pharmaceuticals and the amphetamines that they're feeding our children. There's a reason all those skinny white kids end up in Antifa, hooked on drugs. There's a reason, and it starts when they're 5, 6, 7 years old. According to Dr. Bowden, at least 1 in 800 suffer a serious adverse event from the COVID vaccinations. We all know somebody that was either harmed or killed from these shots, the Texas physician added. So many people are suffering, and yet our government is completely ignoring them. The event also featured remarks from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Angelina Ferrella, Rudo Shoko, Katarina Lindley, and Michael Kirkmore, who recently had charges against him dropped by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi after he was indicted in 2023 for helping patients get around vaccine mandates. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.